A. Infiltrating Religion. Curtis Bowers, producer of the documentary Agenda, Grinding Down America, revealed that he found testimony before Congress in 1953 given by Manning Johnson, a high-level Communist Party member. Johnson said, "Once the tactic of infiltrating religious organizations was set by the Kremlin, the actual mechanics of implementing the new line was a question of following the general experiences of the Living Church movement in Russia, where the communists discovered that the destruction of religion could proceed much faster through infiltration of the church by communist agents operating within the church itself. In general, the idea was to divert the emphasis of clerical thinking from the spiritual to the material and political. By political, of course, is meant politics based on the communist doctrine of conquest of power. Instead of emphasis towards the spiritual and matters of the soul, the new and heavy emphasis was to deal with those matters which, in the main, led toward the communist program of immediate demands. These social demands, of course, were of such a nature that to fight for them would tend to weaken our present society and prepare it for final conquest by communist forces. The devil of communism indeed acted this way. For example, some Marxists disguised themselves and infiltrated Christian churches in the United States. They started to enter the seminaries in the 1980s and 1990s, and miseducated generation after generation of priests and pastors, who then went on to influence religion in the United States. The Bulgarian historian Momchil Midodiev, after extensive research in Cold War-era Bulgarian Communist Party archives, exposed the fact that the Eastern European Communist Intelligence Network closely collaborated with the party religious committees to influence and infiltrate international religious organizations. On a global scale, one organization that was significantly infiltrated by communism in Eastern Europe was the World Council of Churches, WCC. Established in 1948, the WCC is a worldwide interchurch Christian organization. Its members include churches of various mainline forms of Christianity, representing around 590 million people from 150 different countries. The WCC is thus a major force in world religious circles. However, the WCC was the first international religious organization to accept communist countries, including the Soviet Union and its subordinate states, as members during the Cold War and to accept financial support from communist countries. The communist infiltration of the WCC included important victories, such as the election of the Russian Orthodox Metropolitan Bishop of Leningrad, Nikodim, as president of the WCC in 1975. Another victory was the decades-long role played by Bulgarian communist spy Todor Sabev, who served as deputy general secretary of the WCC between 1979 and 1993. Historian Momchil Midodiev notes that in the 1970s, Nikodim led the infiltration under directions from the KGB, with support from bishops and agents in Bulgaria. Based on a released KGB file from 1969, historian and Cambridge University professor Christopher Andrew writes that during the Cold War, important Russian Orthodox Church representatives in the WCC secretly worked for the KGB, exerting covert influence on the WCC's policies and operations. A released KGB file from 1989 shows that these KGB-controlled Russian Orthodox Church representatives successfully inserted their agenda into the WCC's public communications. If we understand how the Eastern European communists infiltrated and manipulated the churches, it is not difficult to understand why the WCC disregarded the opposition of its members and insisted on funding the Zimbabwe African National Union Patriotic Front, ZANU-PF, in January 1980. The ZANU-PF was a notorious group of communist guerrillas who were known to murder missionaries and shoot down commercial flights. The WCC was also infiltrated by the CCP through the Chinese Christian Council, a party tool to control religion. The council is the only official representative of Communist China in the WCC, and due to monetary and other influences, the WCC has for years gone along with CCP interests. The General Secretary of the WCC officially visited China in the beginning of 2018 and met with several party-controlled Christian organizations, including the Chinese Christian Council, the National Committee of Three Self-Patriotic Movement of the Protestant Churches in China, and the State Administration for Religious Affairs. In China, the number of members of non-official Christian groups, underground churches, is far greater than the official ones, yet WCC delegates didn't arrange to meet with any non-official Christian groups in order to avoid friction with Beijing.